Oh my God.
What?
This podcast is brought to you by nobody. Shane was a bad boy.
Yo, my bad, y'all.
Yo,
nah, dude. That's what the fuck?
Dude, what happened,
what
man?
What the fuck just happened?
The cast fucking lives.
Dude, the cast was too hot.
The cast.
Dude.
Well, you know what it was, man? It's the classic. It was a story of the dude who flies near the sun, dude.
Icarus?
Icarus,
yeah.
Dude. It was classic Icarus.
Yeah, man.
We at first, we were the tree. We were the humble tree, just slowly inching towards the light. And, dude, we mothed out, flew to a star, and they were like, get the fuck no.
Get this trash out of here.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's
classic Icarus, dude. That's so wild.
I mean, where do you start on this thing? There's a lot we need to unpack here.
True.
Matthew,
there's a lot
we need to unpack.
Let's get to the core of the reaction.
Let's get to the core
reactors.
Of the issue. Let's put a pin in the Icarus statement, and let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, walk me through it, dude. What was it like, dude?
What was it like?
I mean, you were moonwalking, dude.
Well, it's funny because all year, like, everything's gone well.
Sure.
I got fucking Comedy Central, JFL, SNL. All this year.
Comedy Central's like, no, he didn't.
Yeah, Comedy Central's like, what? What?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then it's just, so everything's been going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I've been like, the cast is out there, dude. The cast is out there. But I didn't get anything that like theater dorks wanted.
Sure.
As soon as I got what the theater kids want, oh, baby, they come at you.
Yeah, it's almost like they're hiding in the bushes.
The theater kids?
Yeah, they're just like waiting, like, nah, I heard you on your podcast. Get in here. You're like, oh, no, come on.
Yeah, and then it's like, what was funny the whole time is like, I wanted to defend that clip the whole time. Like, it's so hard to fucking bite your tongue.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay, yeah. I'm not funny. I'm a racist, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it's like, dude. There's been times where I've wanted to defend the clip, and then it's like, well, then that opens the door because now I have to defend everything. Because so right when I got in trouble, people were like, you need to apologize. You need to apologize hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't.
You should be like, I'm so fucking sorry.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm so fucking hard.
Oh, my God. I'm hard. That's how sorry I am.
You need to apologize fucking hard.
Dude, I was rock hard. Every apology I wrote, I was erect. Fully erect, dude. No, this.
I'm so fucking sorry.
But like, if I apologize for that, an hour later, another theater kid's gonna dig up like, and this is what he said about this.
Yeah,
it's like, dude.
Man.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, I wanted to say sorry to anybody that was actually offended.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, I don't think anybody that wrote any article or anything like that was remotely offended. I don't think a lot of people are offended by anything. I think they like to be victims, for sure. Now, based on the DMs and emails I got, I think some people were upset.
People were like, fuck you.
Some people were pretty upset.
They hit you up?
Yeah. Nonstop.
What was it? What were the DMs? Like, I'm going to fucking kill you?
Yeah, a lot of death threats, which is funny because every time, because like, you got to get through this, you got to fucking joke.
Sure.
Like, the only way you can get, like, if I took this seriously for a second.
A national scandal?
Of
course.
I'd be devastated. If I sat back for 1 second and was like, oh, man, like, that would fucking blow.
Yeah, dude.
But if you joke about it.
Bud Dwyer on stage.
I should Bud Dwyer. Dude, if I ever get on SNL, I will Bud Dwyer. I'll be like, live from my mouth, this fucking gun. Just. But. Yeah, already I'm like, Jesus Christ. How many quotes have already been taken out of this?
Yeah, he's going to kill himself on stage.
Yeah.
We'll get to those fucking journos later, dude.
Dude, I'm... Whatever.
I mean, it's inevitable. You knew they'd be...
I knew this was coming. From
Vultures,
the start.
Dude.
The funny thing is, like, anytime I would get a death threat or something, like, I'd be walking down the street and just get an alert and read it, and it'd be like... Fuck you, you fat racist piece of shit. I'm glad your career's over, you fucking garbage human. I hope everyone dies that you know. And I would just be like, well, that's not exactly what I would call constructive criticism. just laugh to myself and keep walking.
Dude, that would be, oh my God. I was actually thinking, I was in the shower on the way over here, and I was thinking how, you have white stone, black stone, dude. You can choose either path. And I was like, it'd be funny to take it all the way and just start going like deeply underground and go on an Instagram to like different cities and stand in front of like the Eiffel Tower and just say like a horrible word and just be like, and just phase out. Dude.
Yeah, there's...
So the newspaper, like, he fucking did it again.
Oh, my God.
He was
God.
By the Eiffel Tower.
Well, here's the thing. The news is going to move on. The news is already
moved on. He said Pollock by the Eiffel Tower.
He keeps saying Pollock. So I will have to retreat as to who I can be racist against.
For sure.
So I'm just going to double down on the Pollock.
That's what this is, dude.
And the Italians. They're coming.
Obviously, I'm you fell into formation. They're like, if you're going to be racist against white people, let's fucking go. So you're like, who do I got? Dagos? Fucking Pollocks? You're like, all right, I'll make fun of them, I guess.
Well, get ready, dude. Now you got them coming after us. The Dagos will get us, dude. But someone was like, this one was so funny. This guy was like, I hope you fucking die. And it was like jumbled. It was bad spelling. So it was funny. And then it includes your name in the email list. So I saw his name and then I saw what he was typing and it made me laugh. And he was like, it was the whole thing of like, I hope everybody you know dies. If you have a wife, I hope she gets raped in front of you. If your parents aren't dead, I hope they die slowly and then burn in hell, like all this stuff. And he was like, these are just jokes. Do you think this is funny? And I was honestly by myself laughing like, yeah, dude, pretty funny. This is hilarious.
Well, that is a thing too, man. It's like, well, this is another thing. There's like, I was watching something on YouTube and the guy was talking about retirement, St. George's retirement. No, St. George is the one who slayed the dragon.
Stop, dude. Don't do this. But
did you ever hear about this?
Yeah.
It's a guy who slayed the dragon. Sure. And eventually slays a dragon. Everyone's like, St. George is the fucking man. So St. George starts walking around looking for dragons. And he's like, this lizard's pretty big. And he's like, guys, I did it a fucking again, guys. Yeah. And eventually it comes down to a dude just swinging his sword at the air and be like, got him. Got another one.
Yeah.
It's like some
That's me versus the Pollocks.
Yeah.
Like, look, I got another one. And people are like, well, no one cares about that one.
It's just the thing is, if you were the fucking CEO of like GlaxoSmithKline, I could see people being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a comedy podcast, dude. Yeah. It's a comedy podcast.
It's just comedy.
You're a bad boy. You were a bad boy.
Yeah, I fucking.
You said it. You're like, guys, I was a bad boy, and I'm all right with everything that's happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. That's another
piece
thing.
Of shit. I know you're right.
I need very clear. I'm not protesting any of this. Every decision anybody's made, I've been like, yep, I get it.
Like, you're fired. Okay.
Yeah, they're like, you're fired. I was like, okay, yeah. For sure. For sure. Now, then it's like, do I want to go back and defend that clip? I mean, yeah, I do, but I know it's a waste of time.
What, to be like, fuck you guys, this thing, that fucking rules.
No, not to be like, yo, that was hilarious, because it wasn't that funny. I mean, we were just sitting in this room talking.
Yeah.
Gibberish.
Sure.
But also, if I do something like that or say something like that, it's never, you know, in that clip,
mm-hmm.
I said, man, let the fucking chinks live that. Like, with that fucking, not as hard.
Sure.
I should have done it harder to make it clear. Like, man. Yeah, but it was clearly, to me, what I was going for was pointing out how dumb somebody would have to be to segregate a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the type of words they would use. Now, what really sucks is having to break down comedy and explain anything, you know?
Yeah,
like, to have
sucks,
to be like, this is what I was doing. Fuck it. I'm just going to keep going.
We were talking about the origin of Chinatown, and they reported it as if we were both like, you ever been to fucking Chinatown,
fucking bro?
Hate it.
So then I'm like, fuck. I go down there, I'm like, hey, get all these ducks out of the window. It's like, I'm making fun of myself for being a fat fucking idiot.
I know.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, dude.
Later in the clip, the girl I was with says, ooh, I want neuters. And I was like, yo, chill. Don't be racist.
Shane Gillis says, hail Hitler. Hail Hitler before we dine on this cuisine.
And then the next part of the clip is an Asian kid learning English next mm-hmm. to me. And I have the audacity to be upset that he's trying to better himself while I'm eating noodles with a fork.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
No, dude.
Come on, guys.
You were in Chinatown. You were like, God fucking
I
damn
hate it.
It.
I hate it.
I mean, dude, you want to talk about projection, dude. These dudes just project the weirdest shit. And they also project an insecurity of not being okay with your life and your career. I've had people find me on YouTube and be like, how's your 332 subscribers going, loser? And I'm like, I don't even know how many fucking YouTube subscribers I have. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
People are tracking, just hate, like, yeah, you'll see, you fucking loser. And it's like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
How's everything going with you, man?
Yeah, you guys all right?
Is everything okay? And if you
How about that? If you're listening to this, journalist, which I'm sure you are, could use the headline, Shane Gillis speaks. Are you guys all right?
Well, that's the other thing, too. I again, this could be me. I feel like you're getting a lot of frustrated creatives. And they see someone, a little bit of talent, having fun. People are laughing at them, and they just go like, yeah.
Maybe. I think there is, again, it sucks being serious, but I think there are... Like, again, I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not even mad at fucking the kid who wrote the story. I understand
it. I'm mad at him. Get your money, bro.
yo,
I'm about him. Who you think slid him the dossier?
Stack that fucking bread.
You're like, dude, it's happening. I was like, we'll see.
Stack that bread, Seth.
Yeah, man. Get money.
But like, everybody, it's like, dude, of course, everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Hell yeah.
Everybody did exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm.
All the theater kids were like, this is hate speech and I don't like, and it's like, okay, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
That's you. Do you? That's fine. And if, dude, it's, I, again, I've said it, it's like, dude, I fought the theater kids in Philly that played dress up, and now I'm in New York fighting the theater kids that play dress up again.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do for the rest of my career.
That's what it is. It's a lifestyle, dude.
And, yo, come on, man.
It's a fucking lifestyle, dude.
But, yeah, it's, it is confusing as to what to do.
What's like, the next step?
It's funny. That's one thing that's been really hard is getting advice from every single person. Mm-hmm. Every single person on earth has an opinion on what I should do. And what's really frustrating is when people kind of, not condescend, but talk down to you about it. Like they know the answer. Or like, this is what I would do. And it's like, bro, no one has done this. No one's gone from literally not famous at all to just known as a racist. Like, just me and, like, the cops at Ferguson have this fucking track record. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's nothing they can even really judge.
Yeah, I know. Then I don't have a body of work for them to look back on and be like, yeah, at least he's funny. So that's another thing that hurts. That's the thing that really hurts, is other comics being like, yeah, well, he's not funny.
Yeah, but you know where that comes from.
I know where that comes from because I've done it.
What are you talking about?
I've done it for we've talked about
smack?
It. Dude, I've talked some smack, bro. And the funny thing is the last
My question was it opportunistically?
You know? Me?
Yeah.
No,
that's what I'm saying. I saw blatant opportunism of people being like,
I hear you, but
saw the tape and I don't approve. Here's my link to my bio. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One lady wrote a fucking article to CNN. I talked to her yesterday.
Did you really?
And I was like, I wasn't mad. Again, I told her the same. Like, I'm not mad at anyone.
It's all pimping, dude.
Dude, it's been pimping. Everybody's been pimping. Of course, everybody's doing what they have to do.
Sure.
And but she was like, yeah, I have a book coming out next year. I was like, oh, there it is. That might be why you decided to, you know, be a total hypocrite.
Yeah.
So that's why she did what she did. But of course.
How's the book?
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm stoked on it, dude.
Yes, dude. I'm going to have her autograph it for me.
It's all worth it. This has all been to fucking give that book the platform
I
need.
I'm trying to get that book bought.
You're a setter, bro. Come on, man. We're playing volleyball, and you're like, you know what, dude?
Yeah, so the thing that also is funny is hearing comics give me advice, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. It's usually from a place, well, somewhat a place of like, I'd like to help.
Yeah.
It's also frustrating to hear comics be like, well, I mean, they got him. They're going to definitely get me. Bro, they'll never get you. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. Don't worry about it.
People worry the feds are on their back.
People are like, well, now I can't say anything on podcasts. I'm like, bro, you're not up for SNL.
Coast is
Don't
clear,
worry.
Dude.
Don't
Coast
worry.
Is clear.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Well, it's funny to me, when I went on the Twitter, again, I was on a... First
you were
of all,
on the Twitter?
I was on the Twitter. They made me break my dopamine fast. I really considered being like, I'm not looking at this shit. And I'm like, I'd be a psycho to be like, I'm doing a dopamine fast. I can't look at this
You
stuff.
Are a psycho.
I know, but still. So I looked at the thing, and it was all like... PR firm, blue check, PR firm, digital advertising. There was like all these digital entrepreneurs apparently were furious. Everyone I checked was like journalist, PR firm.
If you have your preferred pronouns in your bio on Twitter, you weighed in on this situation.
Nobody's
what you did.
I'm saying that's a serious paper chase though.
Yeah.
Like those dudes and those things are trying to get the online clout doing this. It's fucking wild.
Dude, there are people all, so I deleted my social media apps.
Okay.
Because if I get on there, it's like, oh,
my God. You're off your phone or just
Yeah, off my phone.
Gotcha.
There are people, and I'll still check it. I'll still download it and look at it every night and just check my DMs, see what's going on.
Fuck you.
There are people that are adding me to their story every single day. There are like literally people out there with like 35 followers that are like, at Shane M. Gillis, you fucking piece of shit. It's like, damn, dude. Chill, bro.
They'll get tired of it.
Yeah, they'll tuck her out. Yeah. Everybody's going to tuck her out. The one thing that's funny that reminded me of, you remember that South Park episode where there was two dudes that worked at SeaWorld that tricked the kids into believing the orcas could talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I need to live on the moon with my moon family. And then they get shot and they're laying in the street and they just see the whale getting launched into space. And they're like, never related to that more.
Really?
Yeah. Just like, yeah, you got fucking leveled, but like,
oh, yeah.
Funny. It was still funny.
They're loving it.
Yeah, it was still funny.
You're saying they're loving it or you're loving it?
No, I don't think you saw the episode.
I didn't. I always lie. Whenever someone asks me if I see anything, automatically I'm like, yes.
No, it's, well, if you haven't seen it, it's tough to explain.
I thought you were talking about the other episode.
No, these two dudes in the episode trick the kids of South Park into believing the orcas can talk.
Okay.
So the kids orchestrate a way to launch the whale into space. And while the guys are laying there shot and dead in the street, in the distance, they see the whale actually getting launched into space. And they're just laying there like, it was still funny. And that's like how I feel. It's like, we did this to be funny.
Yeah.
And everybody did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's,
and it was kind of funny.
Again, that's the funniest part, where it's like, now the sights are on comedy podcasts, where it's like, you can't fucking do that.
And the sights are not going to be...
That's not comedy. That's fucking lowbrow. I'm saying that's how you were dug up.
Yeah.
These guys aren't... They're not. They don't have the tenacity to like... start opposing a bunch of comedy podcasts.
Yeah, what are they going to shut down specials? No.
No.
I mean, if you get SNL, yes, wipe your fucking podcast. But they're not going to, I don't think they're going to hire anybody like me anytime soon, which is what was so surprising the whole time, was like, holy shit, they're actually hiring me.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever.
Should have done the deep dive.
Who, them?
Yeah, or us.
Us? I don't know. I thought about it. There were just too many things out there to even try.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I mean, what they got me on was not much compared to what was floating around. Although, I will say this. Reporters, no N-words.
True that.
None on my record.
True that.
Zero N-words. So I thought I was in the clear.
You know they're fucking going after that, like the Trump tape, dude.
Oh, they wanted that N-word.
You can get 50 G's for a Gillis N-word
none,
tape,
baby.
Dude.
None.
Dude, they were. That's the holy grail.
That is.
That's the absolute holy grail to catch someone on.
Yeah, so there was just too many things to try to hide.
True.
And so I wasn't even going to.
How do you feel now that it's kind of slightly washed over?
Well, kind of. I mean, the Emmys were like fucking 2 days ago, and I was a red carpet question.
They're asking about you.
Yeah, they're fucking. It's like people in $20,000 dresses are like, how do you feel about known racist Shane Gillis? It's like, I'm in fucking gym shorts and sandals in West Philly. Like, suck my dick.
Yeah, that's some motherfucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah, but yeah, it'll blow over until this comes out, and then.
Think they're going to dig through?
Without a doubt, people are going to listen to this and quote this. And nobody will listen to this. So the headlines will be, Shane Gillis thinks this is funny, fuck you.
You're just giving him head. There's some dude sitting there like, all right, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, fuck it. I don't care.
Damn.
I don't. I mean, I know this is what they're going to do.
Sure.
And I know the population isn't going to listen to this. They're going to see that headline and just go about their day, which is what they've done the whole time.
The GP.
The GP is just looking at the fucking headline they see. It's like SNL fires racist. Great. Yeah. I got to go pick up my kids from soccer practice.
Racist says, fuck you.
Yeah, racist says, suck my dick.
Shane Gillis, known racist.
But anybody that listens to this, I think, will be like, oh, all right.
Well, again, it's just one of those weird things where it's like.
And here's the other thing, because people aren't listening to this. They didn't listen to the full thing. They didn't listen to 3 years of this. So at the beginning of the podcast, I was a open micer in Philly. Living in a fucking basement on a mattress, eating fucking beans I would steal from my parents' house.
True.
Heavy dosage of beans.
True.
I bet $0 for 5 years.
That checks out. I'm fact checking all this.
God damn it. Shut your phone off.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm fact checking all this, dude. That checks out.
I've seen the beans. You've seen the bean cans.
I'm real time fact checking.
So this is coming from a place of I'm watching comics get, like, I think I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in a basement being like, people don't like me because I'm a straight white guy, and it's hard for me, and it's so hard. And then as soon as I moved to New York.
I'm out of beans.
I had no fucking beans.
You're like the bad guy from Dennis the Menace getting off the train. Eating an apple with a knife.
So I talked shit on a bunch of comics that I thought were getting clapped-er, and it bothered me.
Sure.
As soon as I moved to New York, within 1 year, this year, everything changed. Agency, management, Comedy Central, JFL, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yep.
I have to be kind of good at stand-up to get some of those. Can somebody concede that?
How dare you, dude?
I have to be okay to get those things.
Sure.
But as soon as I realized, and it happened before I moved to New York, I was just like, I got to stop fucking wailing on this woke shit.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It makes me look like a whiny bitch. I'm done with it. And I tried to, you know, I tried to move on. And people brought up that I said Judd Apatow was gayer than ISIS. Which I don't, you know, I don't want to hurt any like that. But sure. It is funny knowing Judd Apatow was like on set somewhere and one of his fucking publicists came up and was like, excuse me, Judd, Variety just ran an article that said a comic called you gayer than ISIS. And he just had to sit there and be like, huh, what does that mean? But yeah, it all came from a place of insecurity and all that. And
dude, hold on, dude. Let me linger on that.
Yeah.
God damn it, that is funny. If there's someone with like a little clipboard, yeah. Mr. Apatow.
Excuse me, I know you're busy.
Here's your coffee. Also, someone called you gayer than ISIS. I was like, what the fuck?
What does gayer than ISIS mean?
Your dick was good. You saved your dick from being so hard, dude.
My dick was so
now your
close.
Dick could be soft yet. Dude.
My dick could go back to just absolute teenus stage, dude. Just dwell in the teenus realm. When I was getting SNL, I was like, damn, dude, I might like fuck Taylor Swift or something. And then just straight back to reality. Like, now, oh man.
Now you're just jerking off to like 8 second Snapchat videos and like, fuck you. And you're like, oh Jesus, fuck. Oh my God, you're so fucking hot. Oh, let me watch that boomerang.
Whatever, dude. I was born in the darkness.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, dude. That dude.
Bullshit's funny.
I cried.
It's funny to at least have one funny. You cried?
I cried in my meeting at my preliminary meeting at school.
Oh, it's hard not to, bro.
Well, I was fine with it. I was cool with everything. And then, you know, we're talking.
It's emotional.
Everything's affable.
Emotional.
It was, but the thing that really pushed me over the edge. So we're talking. I'm like, yeah, you know, going back and forth, having a nice conversation. None of this is very like contentious or whatever.
Yeah.
Just fucking people in my class. And then I'm like, you know, yeah, I got a lot of other stuff going on. I'm like, I got a baby girl coming, and I was like, she's like, oh, what's her name? I was like, my.
You got a name?
Started crying. Yeah.
Started
fucking crying, dude. I was just like, no, it's just I'm just crying. I don't care about school. It's just when I think about my daughter, yeah. I get emotional.
Yeah, of course.
As soon as I said it, I cried, dude, right away.
I had to hold
it. It's fine.
I mean, yours is real. Yours is a daughter on the way.
No, I wanted to cry anyway. I was like, thank God, I'm not gonna cry with this shit.
I haven't hit one yet.
Really?
Oh, last night. But we'll be all right.
In the shower?
No. Out.
You cried on land?
Behind a bar.
You cried?
Behind a bar in Mechanicsburg. I was like... But it was about other things.
Oh,
it wasn't
sure,
about
sure.
This. It was about, you know...
Yeah, crying's good for you, dude.
Crying's really good for you. I almost cried because I had to meet... I met most people at SNL or like NBC and all that
yeah.
shit. And like in one meeting, I was like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. Like I felt my fucking lip quivered. I was like, don't you fucking cry in front of these people.
You just felt your dad grip the back of your
neck.
Yeah,
my dad be like, God damn it, Shane. Oh, that was hilarious, dude. So this whole time, my dad was like, yeah, I talked to fucking this Central Pennsylvania
Why
News.
Did he answer?
And I was like, Phil, shut the fuck up. Don't talk to the media. My dad's at home like, yeah, what the hell? I'll talk to him. What is this shit? I'm like, don't fucking talk to him, please. Please. Last thing I need is him being like, yeah, Donald Trump's great. Like, shut the fuck up.
Well, the funniest thing before... I was all hyped the one night, fuck around Twitter, and then a journalist emailed me for like Dateline Live. It was like, would you like to be on? And I was like, FUX, no. I was like, fucks no, dude.
One lady from CNN was like, hey, would you like to come talk? And I was like, here's my manager's info. And the lady from CNN was like, what's his name? And I was like, excuse me? Her name? Please don't assume my manager's.
Was this on the phone?
No, it was via text.
Oh.
I was like, please don't assume my manager's gender. Please. Not right now. And some lady from CNN had to be like, oh, I'm sorry. So I got an apology from CNN out of this.
That counts.
But yeah, Phil, my dad talking to the media.
That article is my favorite.
Not great.
Look, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
What did he say exactly?
I forget. I didn't read it.
I read it. I was loving it.
But Phil talking to the media was the last person on earth I want.
The publication that he talked
to
is the best.
Between Phil Gillis and Luis Gomez as my mouthpiece for this thing. I'm like, yo, guys, shut the fuck up.
Your PR team's fucking sick, dude.
My PR team's a PR. There's a Puerto Rican rattlesnake. That's the...
And Big
it was the PR rattlesnake,
Big
dude.
Phil, dude.
Philip Robert.
BP and a PR, but dude. BP, PR, fucking public relations.
So Phil and my family was pretty much like, yeah, fuck them. And then when Fox News ran the article that was like, Shane Gillis calls for the assassination of Donald Trump, my dad called me and was like, what the hell are you doing?
You're fucking blowing
He's
it.
Like, you're burning every bridge, son. It's like, yeah, kind of.
I love how he was like, he'll be all right on Fox. We're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, at least we got Fox News on Shane's side.
That's my favorite thing about the fake news phenomenon. The funniest thing about that is like, yes, the journalists are slanted. They don't do their job very well. And then Trump points this out and then it'll be like, I only talk to Fox News. And you're like, wait, whoa, whoa. No.
Now you're doing it.
You know how many people are like, yeah, dude, Fox is onto something right now. Pretty funny. Pretty ingenious, yeah. Honestly.
Well, my dad. As soon as Fox turned on me.
They had my mom already, dude. They didn't have to worry about that.
As soon as Fox turned on me, my dad was like, Jesus Christ, now it's a crisis. The guys that are telling the truth don't like my son? Oh, no.